having stashed her helmet inside her vac suit cargo pack, Tahiri pulled the mic up from her suit collar and used the Moon Maiden's internal network to link to a surface antenna, then opened a secure channel to Lieutenant Van Gore aboard the Mabartak.
"Change your mind about the escort?"
Van Gore asked, not even bothering to identify himself or confirm that he was indeed talking to Tahiri.
"We can be there in 5 minutes."
"Tempting, but no. I need you to do something for me."
"Yes, ma'am. What?"
"First, you're to be 2 kilometers clear of the Moon Maiden in 1 hour, whether I'm aboard or not. And that is an order. Understood?"
"Absolutely."
Though even Van Gore was too much of an Imperial officer to ask for an explanation, Tahiri could hear the curiosity in his voice.
"Trust me," she said. "If I'm not back, you won't want to be anywhere near the Maiden."
"If you say so, ma'am."
"I do," Tahiri replied. "Next, I need you to relay a situation report to Head of State Fell, and to him alone. Do you understand?"
"Of course."
Van Gore's voice had finally grown serious.
"But I don't know if the Head of State is going to accept a direct communique from a..."
"Tell him it's from the Imperial Hand," Tahiri interrupted. "You'll get through. You're to give Head of State Fell this location, along with this message. She's here. Act soonest, regardless."
"She's here. Act soonest, regardless." "Will the Head of State understand that last part? I mean, regardless of what exactly?"
"Regardless of anything, Lieutenant."
"Ah, I see."
Van Gore went silent a moment, then asked,
"Off the record, ma'am?"
"Make it quick."
"Thanks for thinking of my crew. And I hope you don't mind, but we'll be waiting the full hour."
"Mind? I may be counting on it."
She closed the channel, then checked her chrono and saw that it was 11 in the morning Galactic Standard Time. She had allowed herself 1 hour. Given that Head of State Fell had assigned a frigate to her, and that she had left that frigate on station about midway between Hagamore 3 and its planet, there was a small possibility that Jag might be able to initiate a turbolaser bombardment in less time. But the order would need to be issued and confirmed, and then the frigate would have to move into position and verify the Moon Maiden's location. Realistically, an hour would be a lightning-fast response. But this was Abeloth, and therefore Jag would make it happen. So Tahiri had until midday GST to confirm Abeloth's presence and take down any shield generators hidden inside the facility. She also needed to develop a way to observe and verify the target's destruction, and to arrange something that would hold Abeloth's attention until the barrage began. And while Tahiri was doing all that, if she could also think of some way to survive the barrage herself, well, that might be nice too. The first place to check for shield generators, of course, was the security bunker. Deciding it would be wise to have some idea of what she would find waiting above, Tahiri extended her force awareness toward the building, and felt only a single groggy presence a short distance up the ramp. Fett, of course, hanging trapped, but alive.